I'm Kathy Kirby with your West Georgia Regional News. Tuesday was the first day of early voting, and there was a pretty good turnout in Troup County. According to the elections website, 1,583 voters showed up to vote in person, and the elections office received 299 mail-in ballots. If you want to go ahead and get voting done, you can stop by the Troup County Government Center between now and November 1st, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 7 p.m., and Saturdays from 9 to 5. If you want to get an absentee ballot by mail, you have until October 25th to request one. Long lines at the gas pump yesterday in response to the gas tax suspension expiration. The suspension expired at midnight, bringing higher gas prices back to Georgia. The suspension was originally put into place by Governor Brian Kemp on Thursday, October 3rd. The action was taken as a response to Hurricane Helene. Just a reminder for anyone going to the Troup LaGrange game tomorrow, the game begins at 7:30 at Callaway Stadium. Dallas Street will be closed from Panther Way to Elm Street 1 hour before the game and will remain closed until 30 minutes after the game. The college is not allowing any tailgating or overnight parking. They will tow vehicles that park there overnight. Car riders should be dropped off and picked up in the parking lot of the Department of Driver Services on Dallas Street. Inside the stadium, only clear bags will be allowed, and you must enter on the side that you want to sit. No one will be allowed to cross sides during the game. And as always, if you don't want to fight all of that, you can catch the game on 96.9 or the live stream on our website at eagle1023.com. Reporting for Eagle 102.3 News, I'm Kathy Kirby.